From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. The Missouri House has sent an 8-week abortion ban to Governor Mike Parson. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the move came after an emotional debate on the House floor.
The House approved Representative Nick Schroer's bill that bans abortion after 8 weeks when a heartbeat or brain activity is detected. The O'Fallon Republicans' legislation would also ban abortion except for medical emergencies if Roe v. Wade is overturned.
So in sum, this legislation is undoubtedly the most comprehensive, most legally sound pro-life legislation, not only in this state, but in our nation.
Democrats contend the bill is unconstitutional and will force the state to spend money on expensive litigation. They've also decried the lack of exceptions for rape or incest in the bill. Parson is expected to sign the legislation. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's Attorney General is closing an investigation into whether former Governor Eric Greitens improperly used his office staff to work on his campaign social media accounts. The Kansas City Star reports Eric Schmidt's announcement yesterday concludes what is believed to be the last investigation into alleged wrongdoing during Greitens' administration. Greitens resigned last June amid allegations of sexual misconduct and campaign finance violations. Former Attorney General Josh Hawley, now a U.S. Senator, began an investigation last year into whether taxpayer resources were illegally misused and whether Greitens and his staff violated Missouri's open records laws. A bonding plan aimed at fixing 250 bridges has made it across the legislative finish line. The House voted 107-31 today to issue $300 million worth of bonds if Missouri is awarded a federal transportation grant. It would devote $50 million in general revenue for bridge repair. The plan comes after Missourians rejected a gas tax increase in 2018, while State Representative Glenn Kolkmeyer of Odessa doesn't think the plan is a long-term solution. He says it's better than doing nothing.
This is not the final answer, but we need to do something. We have so many bridges that are falling in the poor condition that if we don't get started fixing them, we're going to have so many more fall off into that category.
Missouri lawmakers have passed legislation limiting the number of young children at in-home child care providers. State law currently limits unlicensed child care providers to supervising 4 children who are not relatives but contain no limit on the number of sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, and cousins who can also be present. A bill given final approval yesterday would set the limit to 6 children, of which no more than 3 can be under the age of 2. Only relatives eligible to be enrolled in elementary or secondary school would be exempt from the cap. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.